I'm going to call to order the January 16th, 2020 meeting of the Historic Preservation Commission. It is 7:03, calling the roll. Commissioner Pritz is absent. Commissioner Graham White. Present. Chairman Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Reno Ogden is absent. Commissioner Forehand. Here. Commissioner Prestis.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Do we have any public testimony? Thanks, Jan. By the way, welcome everybody to the first meeting of 2020. Approval of minutes for December 5th. Does anyone have any comments? And I have one. And that is at the top of the second page. It's a little bit different. Rather than my proposing various changes to the River Forest Women's Club, I in fact relayed on to Landmarks Illinois the proposed changes that had been described to me by a potential buyer. So I would suggest that, and John, I'll give you this so you don't have to try to scratch it out. When he relayed some of the changes proposed by a potential buyer of the property, the Landmarks Illinois representative indicated there were in excess of what Landmarks Illinois would allow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Other than that, I have no changes. Oh, I do. And it's at the last paragraph of the first page. And it's a clarification at the end of the second sentence. Second sentence reads, Chairman Franek noted that he spoke with Landmarks Illinois in regards to the interior and exterior easements, I would add, which Landmarks Illinois holds. Just to clarify why we're talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Other than that, I have no further comments. Does anyone have any other comments? Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They were approved.
Can always go with the so moved, too. Always a good default, so.
Additional ways to protect significant properties. Last time we met, Michael Pritz was talking about various ways to create paths to a preservation through awareness. And at that time, I asked people to come up with some thoughts as to how we might be able to do this. One of the things that I looked into, and I'm continuing to look into, is the curriculum at the high school. And in fact, there is a course in Chicago history, which is an elective course. And that course also includes the architecture of the city. So, at a minimum, perhaps we can get something added into that to talk about things. I don't know. My wife and I did not have kids who went through the local school system, so we don't know what the what is included within, for instance, the 7th or 8th grade history courses. That may be a little young, although in some places perhaps not. But the idea is to just sort of get children involved through their parents. The other thing I was thinking about, and I think somebody mentioned this previously, and is that if anybody knows of someone who's looking for their Eagle Scout designation, we can certainly come up with various kinds of proposed projects that individual will come up with.
Just want to comment about 7th or 8th grade being too young for this. I remember my son graduated from Oak Park River Forest High School in 1987. So that's a long time ago, yeah. And my grandson's in college now. But I remember carpooling one day, and he and a couple other boys were talking about the houses they wanted to buy in Oak Park River Forest. the Frank Lloyd Wrights and a lot of the Prairie School ones. So, I mean, they are aware of it, you know, even at the age of, you know, 12, 13. So
yeah,
it's not beyond that.
Okay, good. I couldn't find anything online that described the course offerings that kids get in the history or social studies area, because that would probably be the way to kind of, you know, include something, even if it's only, you know, half an hour one day when their teacher is sort of going through the process, because we certainly have a rich heritage here, and it's close to unique in terms of the three villages. Hi, Jan. Yeah. Once I figure out what's out there, I plan on talking to Frank and see if he's got any ideas. Exactly. They've junior docents at the Wright properties, you know, particularly the home and studio. And they have a sort of like a, I think it's called an architectural summer camp for kids.
And while they're certainly focused on the architecture, Al's presentations, which we have the video versions of, certainly have a ton of history elements to them as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've certainly been home to a number of people remarkable in various ways.
Yeah. I had another note just before I forget to mention it. The village was approached by the Frank Lloyd Wright. Is it the trust that puts on the house walk? The trust for sponsorship. So we agreed to sponsor the trust, which is the thing that we do typically when it's here in town. And, you know, we'll get a quarter page ad or something like that for that. So what's coming up?
And when I give tours over at Unity Temple on behalf of the trust, I always mention, oh, by the way, there's River Force
there
and Sisters. Yada, yada, yada. And
I appreciate the plug.
I do about 3 minutes on it. It's a nice riff. Okay. Does anybody have any other thoughts?
I was just thinking, because it's so cold today, think that maybe spring will be coming up fairly soon. And also, houses tend to come on the market in the spring, or, you know, greater number than at this time of year. And that if we're going to do anything with, you know, with the Realtors Association, that it should be, this is a good time to schedule it so they are aware.
Well taken. I'm happy to do that if someone would like to join me, so that it doesn't appear to be a monologue. I'm more than happy to figure it out and meet whatever people have for schedules. Dave, what we're talking about are additional ways to promote historic preservation in the village. And I mentioned that I'd taken a look at the course offerings at OPRF, and there's a course in Chicago history that includes architecture. So I also want to see if I got some information as to what is included in junior high here, and then talk to the Historical Society and Frank Lipo and sort of see if we can kind of get something going in. Because it certainly, I think, would prove of interest as... Well said.
I apologize.
That's okay. Anybody else have any other ideas? Yep. Okay. Then additional business.
So the village on Monday, the 13th, received an application for solar panels at 755 William. That was when we got the completed application. Before that, there was a little back and forth on getting the measurements for what was actually going to be installed. And so there's solar panels on the south elevation roof line and the west elevation roof line. And I can get that application distributed to you guys over email. The catch with it is that it was received on Monday, and it wasn't able to get confirmed with the applicant's attendance and things like that in order to be on this agenda tonight. So per the ordinance, the commission has 30 days to review that application, and so it's either reviewed at a meeting or by subcommittee if not a meeting. So essentially where we're at with that is that the commission's regularly scheduled date in February would be the 27th, the fourth Thursday. That meeting date would fall outside of the 30 days, but we're also kind of off schedule here. So I know we've been talking about trying to stay on the regular schedule. Certainly, I can appreciate that as well. But what we'd be talking about here, the options to the commission would be either to schedule a regular meeting within the 30-day window or to have that application reviewed by a subcommittee of two members.
And my feeling would be to figure out a way that we can do it within the 30 days as many of us as possible, simply because this is the first time we've been presented with the issue of someone wishing to add some solar panels to their home. I think it's something that's an important consideration. I'd like as many commissioners as possible to listen and weigh in.
I would note that the Women's Club, the person who redid that, does have solar panels, so it would not be the first.
Okay, it's the first one we've seen.
Yeah. But yeah.
I've thought about that one a little bit too, since it's in the easement. They're not really visible from the street. You can only get a little look at them, so even still, that might not have fallen under our ordinance if it was, you know, done under the new ordinance. Obviously, it predated that.
I'd be happy to be on the subcommittee if you want to do that.
Excuse me?
I'd be happy to be on the subcommittee if you want to do it that way.
Okay, yeah, I think what it would be sort of the normal subcommittee process, and John has graciously agreed to replace me and to add his considerable skills in place of my input, such as it was.
Have they submitted anything yet, John, on terms of layouts or visuals on the?
Yeah, I do have them. I apologize, I didn't print copies for this evening, but I can email it to you guys tonight.
Perfect.
It's a PDF application. It's pretty simple. We can look at it here after the meeting if you'd like.
So, when would people be available in early?
We could.
It works for
if
me.
That works for everybody, that mean that fits within the time frame and everything
and
like that.
It's Thursday, and we all seem to like Thursday.
It stays kind of square with the meeting schedule as we're off.
Okay. I am flying back from Miami that day, and I have to get a dog in Lindenhurst back. So
it's
may or may not be able to make it.
Okay.
But if I'm back in time, I will be here.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, obviously, without Michael here, we're not sure to his availability, but if we had this half of the table for the four as a quorum, okay, I'd be happy to, you know, schedule it that way.
I've got my calendar and my phone up in the car, so I'm not...
No problem.
Double check on that.
No problem.
Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I tentatively do that, and I'll send out an email tomorrow, and then if you guys could get back to me confirming your availability for that meeting, I'd like to book it. The only reason I say that is because the applicant has to be there, so I want to give them as much lead time that's the date as possible. And then on top of that, because it's that date and we're going out to almost the entire 30 days, I just don't want to have to cancel last minute, just because then we'd put ourselves in a bind with having to make a decision by subcommittee in a day. So, yeah. Okay, great.
Okay, good.
So that'll be 2:13.
Yep.
Great.
Does anyone have any other business they'd like to discuss?
Does anybody know what the fate of the Women's Club is in light of its current foreclosure status?
I don't have any update
other than
that. I don't know I can't remember what we talked about back in December. It is probably not this. It is now under care of a realtor, in the sense that the utility bill was put into the name of a realtor. just for what's that worth, that what that's worth. But, you know, in terms of knowledge here at Village Hall, that's all I have.
I haven't had any conversations regarding the women's club since mid-September.
I can say that the Economic Development Commission heard it as part of their agenda last Friday. The discussion was mostly just revolving around if there was anything that made sense for them to do in terms of inviting, you know, different buyers or something like that, you know, from their relationships. We talked a little bit about the zoning issues, you know, well, I don't want to present it as issues, zoning hurdles for using it as a social club or something like that, since it's currently zoned as a residential property, and just kind of talked briefly about that with them. Not many takeaways from that meeting, other than the fact that there was a couple relationships that some of those folks had with Landmark Illinois that they were planning to share, so that perhaps, you know, that could help broker some results in trying to, you know, come to a conclusion that might work for everybody with Landmark Illinois. So
a reporter from the Wednesday Journal has reached out to John, and he has relayed my contact information to her. And when I've had some other things going on, but when I get back to, which hopefully will be tomorrow, basically what I plan to indicate is I haven't had any conversations with anybody about anything with respect to the women's club since September. And accordingly, she probably could find out more current information from talking to both the listing broker as well as Landmarks Illinois, because they would be the two-point people, I would think. Other than that, you know, everyone's information, if you may walk past the property and just casually note, is probably as up to date as what I have.
Is it under 5, under 600? It's 585 or?
It's under 6.
It actually, yeah.
So I thought it was in the.
So at our December 5th meeting, I believe we called it at like 588 or something like that. Currently online, it's more like 615. I'm not sure how that is structured with the auction or all that. Yeah. But that's just what I'm seeing in Google searches. So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 600 apiece.
No, it's cheap.
Did you count me on that? Or I wasn't sure.
Well, you and Jan.
Investment, John. Now is your marriage.
Oh, we get to split a share.
Investing in your future. Yeah. You know, who needs savings bonds anymore?
Maybe I can get the village to
better than
my
Bitcoin. Does anyone have anything else? Other than that, we are rounding into the shortest meeting ever.
Bravo.
Motion to adjourn.
To that end, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.